stage, Yankee Stadium, the Home and Home Tour. Well, was it a tour? Really a show. With Eminem and Jay-Z. And I had a chance to talk to Memphis Bleek. We got some more with him about where he's been, what he's been up to, and what he's about to do. Shade 45, we're live at Yankee Stadium, and I'm sitting here with Memphis Bleek. Now, you're about to hit Yankee Stadium, which I'm sure is a big deal to you.
Of course. This is New York, man. It's New York. So it's like I did the Garden. Now it's Yankee Stadium. It's like, what can you do next? Right. We done did everything. We done did the Tunnel, Palladium, Speed. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Yeah. Madison Square Garden to Yankee Stadium. We done covered it all. Like, next thing is baby showers. Like, that's it, right?
I don't think you want to perform at a baby shower, right?
Or we got to just do a free concert or something at Central Park. I think that might be big.
I'm so sure that you could arrange that.
Yeah, I can make that happen. Tell Bloomberg, holla at me. We need permits.
Oh, okay. I think we can, yeah. Doesn't Jay knows him, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He holla at me. I convinced Jay to come through.
Oh, man. All right, so I wanted to ask you, I heard something about, like, some video stuff that you're working on also?
Yeah, I'm working on a lot of movie things right now. You know, I'm being represented by talent agency Gersh, Jennifer Conwell. She's been holding me down, shooting me a bunch of movie scripts, and I'm just waiting till the right one come across my lap. Been in the gym hard. I lost 25 pounds in the last 2 months.
You look a lot slimmer. Looking good. You look like back in your youth when you were a kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my Hollywood look on. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for these movie roles just in case they tell me to take my shirt off. They don't want to be the pudgy rapper running around, right?
Unless that role calls for that, and then you got to gain the weight back.
I'm never going to do the fat man role. Leave that the fat bastard in them. Yo, but I've just been working on the movie things and then, like, stepping behind the camera, like, trying to produce a show. Like, I'm working on a show for HBO for any... We just working on it now. Like, we funding the whole thing, shooting a pilot in, like, a month. We going to do it over in Australia. We got a bunch of things work. Yeah, because we going on tour with you, too, in Australia in November. So I got to do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, with Jay, it's like... You could plan something, but then you have to plan around what he plans because you never know when you're going to be going. And it's like, I can't just be like, yo, Jay, you good. I'm not going to go to Australia. Who going to turn down that experience?
Well, if you had some big things popping, though, you might, you know, have to.
That's why I got
to
take my big things popping with me. Because what? You can make everything pop more when Jay involved, right?
Absolutely. You got to use what you got to get what you want.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, cameras rolling when Jay there. Hey, people watch a little bit harder.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. Okay, well, that's good. I just needed to know what you had going on. I know I heard some music that had leaked out recently and everything. Is that leaked out or you put it out?
I put it out. Like, you know, I've been just sitting in the crib. You know, I got the studio set up right there in the house. I learned everything from my main man, Super Engineer Guru. So now I do it myself, you know what I'm saying, now at the crib. And it's like, once I just get the vibe, the spit, son, I put it out. I really never had the avenue to really put things out as much. That's why people probably be like, why Bleek don't drop records?
Right.
I don't know all the internet people. I don't know all the radio guys. You know what I'm saying? I know industry guys who feed you a bunch of bullshit and then it's nothing. You know what
I know
saying?
Them too.
Exactly. So then, you know, I met my man B-Dot from Rap Radar and he been holding me down. So I sent him a couple joints. My man Splash from thejazz1.com.
And now you know Reef from SiriusXM.
That's right.
That's important.
And now Reef on the list.
And you
now,
always knew me. You could have always sent me some stuff to debut on the show. I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
I don't know. They said you'd be killing me on the show. I had to see if we were still friends.
Okay, the only thing I might have joked about was that Garnier Fructis commercial. That might be the only thing.
Yeah, see? See, people hate when I went cashed out. Look, I'm bored.
I'm not mad at it. It was just funny.
They said, yo, get that money. Touch the ladies, here go a check. I said, let's get it.
I would never kill Bleek, though. I got a special place in my heart for you.
Thank you, babe.
I joke about Garnier Fructis, it's a fucking joke. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not taking personal. I'm just playing, babe. You know I'm
man, so you didn't hear about that?
No, I ain't hear about that. See, you snitched on yourself, and I love it. You see what pressure do, y'all? You need to learn that.
Guys with their mind games. All right, well, Bleek, we're going to have you under pressure when you come up to the show live. I know you're ready for it, and I know you can handle it.
I don't think I get under pressure. There's no question in this world that put me under pressure.
All right, we will see. Shade 45.